Hello. Okay. So today I wanted to talk about my identity as a person, my nationality and stuff. I actually recorded this like 4 or 5 times already, but every time I was recording it, I was recording it on my phone with a lavalier microphone, and somehow I don't know how, but I kept losing the recording, or it kept getting interrupted. Or, like, I would speak for 10 minutes, but record wasn't even pressed, and I just got really pissed off. What it is, you may or may not know, but I was born in Hungary, spent a lot of time in Italy as a kid, and then I spent all of my, well, up until now, all of my adult life in England. So, when I moved back to Hungary recently, I felt really odd, because I'm obviously not British. Like, in England, I was very obviously an outsider, especially after Brexit, because I didn't really feel welcome. Then I come back here and I try to speak to my old Hungarian friends, and don't get me wrong, we still have a good relationship, but when it comes to discussing pop culture and stuff, I just struggle. I don't understand what they're talking about. And even certain phrases like don't pop into my head. Like, I had sex with a guy, like I had a friend with benefits, like when I was in my late teens, and we had sex like a year ago here in Hungary. It was the first time I had sex with someone for so long. And he asked me, "Did you come?" But in Hungarian, and I'm like, "What? What? What is he asking me?" I didn't understand because I had no idea how to say that in Hungarian. So ridiculous. And just speaking about sex in Hungarian, it feels so fucking weird to me. But hey, I think it's wrong to say that you don't feel like you fit in your own country anymore. But I don't. I look around, I look at friends of my friends, and I just don't see that we have anything in common. I try to find common ground with them and I can't. They listen to music that I've never heard and I tried listening to, and I think, frankly, it's shit. Like, music in Hungary at the moment is absolutely shit. I really do not like it. The stuff my sister is listening to. Yeah, apparently Hungarian rap is having a revival and it's not good. They're trying to, like, one of my friends is a stylist and she's sometimes she's trying to talk to me about Hungarian influencers, and I'm like, I've never heard of a single one of these people. And she showed me a few and I thought they look so incredibly unrelatable to me. I guess if they live in a completely different culture to what I imagine my life to be. No, that sounds wrong, but I even had someone asking me, someone who I've never met. I was speaking to them in Hungarian, and they asked me, "Oh, you lived in England?" I'm like, "What? What makes you think that?" "Oh, because the way you speak, you don't sound natural. You don't sound," and I was speaking Hungarian. "I don't sound natural anymore. I find it hard to say the words." It's getting better now because it's been a while, but I just found it really difficult to say certain things. And I think that's why I tend to, especially lately, I tend to hang out with more foreign people. One of my best friends is he's from Thailand, but he's got a Hungarian wife and he's lived here for the past couple of years, but he's also lived in England with her, so in that way we can relate to each other. And sometimes he invites me to these expat meetups, expat events, and they're pretty nice. And I found that those people are really welcoming because they're also sort of outsiders. Not that I'm really an outsider, because I'm not, but somehow I feel like it. And at first I was hesitant to go because I'm like, I don't belong here, I'm Hungarian. But I was surprised that I actually saw several Hungarian people in this group because they also felt like me. They also Nails, who lived in a foreign country, returned and they just missed the international environment, missed being able to talk to people who have actually left this country, and maybe they are not from here, maybe they're a little bit more well-traveled. Don't get me wrong, I am not well-traveled. I don't think I am. I find it funny when people put the flags of the countries they've been to on their dating profiles, and it's like as if that makes them more interesting. And jokingly, I was speaking to my friend about it, and jokingly, we collected our flags as well. I have 12 flags, which is looks like surprisingly a large amount, but it's actually not. It doesn't feel like a large amount, because some of these were like a weekend getaway, but to be honest, all these people on dating apps, they don't have that much more. They just, I don't know, it's as if visiting a country is part of their identity. I don't know. It feels weird. It feels weird because my dad jokes sometimes. He doesn't mean it, but he calls me British. And it doesn't feel right because I'm not British. I know I'm not British and I don't want to be. I don't want to be British. I had the chance to have a British passport and I turned it down because I didn't want it. Because I don't particularly like England anymore that much. Not that I like Hungary that much, but hey, I already had this passport. So yeah, my identity. I've been meeting some people lately who are in the same shoes and they understand it a little bit more. And they're reminding me how important it is to stay loyal to your roots. Well, I'm trying, I'm really trying. But sometimes I look at my national traditions and stuff and I think, I don't really care about any of this, and it's wrong. But I'm trying. I mean, after all, I probably can't deny that I'm Hungarian, even though I dropped my Hungarian accent completely. But here I am, a lost little lamb.